Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Who's man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys can get in your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, welcome to the Parents Close to Parents Network. I'm your host, M.A. Scott, and we're going to promise you another wonderful show this evening. You know, we're going to talk about something that's going to be very, very, very interesting to you, and hopefully we're going to have all of our guests that we have lined up to call in this evening and share some insight on this here subject that we're going to talk about today. And this subject just came about just based upon watching some of the latest news. And in addition to that, a comment that was made by a former NBA star, Robert Horry, and I think some of you may have seen the comment or may have heard about the comment, but I'm going to share just a little bit with you on what that comment's all about. The comment is just simply about Robert talking about how he is displeased with the AAU system, and that displeasure proven to be a very sore spot, with him, and not only with him, but with a few others as I checked into it and came across, and it should be a issue that many of us as parents have. Let's think about AAU basketball. And I'm going to focus on AAU basketball because I know AAU has many different tentacles out there, but AAU basketball is something that we're going to be focused on this evening. And focusing on AAU basketball, let's think about the statement that I made in the opening address. That statement basically talks about how AAU would not be able to exist without us being parents, us being the key figures to making this thing go the way it goes, us as parents being the sole provider for all the revenue that this program is generating. You know, plain and simple, as easy as it can be said, you know, AAU functions based upon our hard work and sweat. And, you know, somebody may say, well, what about the hard work and sweat of the children? Well, them are our children. And for the most part, they are exactly that, children. And if we didn't provide that avenue to our children, or we chose to take our game somewhere else, then it would not be the AAU venue. Then guess what? Somewhere else will probably profit, benefit, or whatever. You know, when I posted it on Facebook, I had some very interesting comments to come up. And hopefully we'll hear from some of those folks this evening. And we're going to get this show all rocking and rolling here. But I can't start the show without doing a little bit with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And when I come back, I think we're going to go to a couple of our callers. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the
another game. Have people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, 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 we're back. And like my man, Mr. Keith Wright, said, he's making smart cool. Like I said, I'm hoping some of my other guests will call in here. You know, I have a number of folks that commented on, you know, what they thought about AAU, and some of the comments was quite interesting and quite intriguing. So I invited them to join us on the show this evening as we talk about this here program called AAU. I have a guest that's on right now. I'm not going to tell you much about him. If he wants to keep himself anonymous, he can keep himself anonymous and feel free to speak up or however you want to go with it. But I'm going to bring my guest in right now and see if he's on the line with us. Good evening. You're on the line with the Parents Coach of Parents Network. You still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here. So, you know, you can call me by my name.
Okay, Vaughn. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead
right.
And call me by my name, man. Now, you're out in the Maryland area, right?
I'm actually in the Virginia area, yes, sir.
Okay, Virginia.
They have a very heavy AAU program.
Well, yeah.
Probably
one
of the biggest ones in the country.
You know what? And Tony Bennett from University of Maryland is a good friend of mine. I've been knowing Tony since I was 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tony's a great guy. Actually, Tony coached my son in his first couple of years at the University of Virginia.
Really? So your son played for the – he's at Maryland. No, Tony, where's Tony? Tony's at Maryland or Virginia? I'm getting confused.
Tony's at the University of Virginia.
Okay, Tony's at Virginia. Okay, I don't know what I was thinking, Maryland.
Yes.
Tony, and it's so funny because he got as a matter of fact, his assistant is a guy named Brad Sushi that played at Eastern Michigan University. Yeah, that played at Eastern Michigan University before I got there. I'm going to be in the D.C. area next week. I'm going to be in Maryland, so I don't know why I'm thinking University of Maryland when I know it's University of Virginia. But Tony's father recruited me when he was at Green Bay, Wisconsin. He was my most favorite coach, man. The only problem I had, and I know this is being recorded, the problem that I had with Green Bay at the time was it wasn't diverse enough for me. Okay.
Understood.
And not just that, by me playing in Michigan, I would have to fly over the water, you know, because you would have to drive, you know, through Illinois from Michigan to Illinois. So you have to go back up to Wisconsin. You just couldn't fly over the, you know, you can just fly over the water, but that was like $600-$700 flight. And, you know, my parents couldn't afford that when I was in there. And so, you know, speaking of AAU basketball and parents and talking about affording stuff, right? But, you know, that's just kind of my background, man. I grew up playing. As a matter of fact, I heard you say you was going to have a young lady by the name of Annette on the phone. I don't know if that's Mary's sister, but I've been knowing Annette since I remember being in the fourth grade playing against her because she played on the guys' team. She was the tallest person. She was the tallest person there for third and fourth grade basketball. Of course, we beat them and we won the championship. But yeah, I know, you know, Mary Babers and Annette very well. As a matter of fact, they're two of my best friends, not just my two best female friends, but they're just two of my best friends. And so I want to give a big shout out to them. And so, basketball is something I know, man. I remember when Keith Smart was head coaching at the Fort Wayne Fury. As a matter of fact, I went down there and helped him run his camp. And he went out to Golden State, and he was the head coach out there. And Milton Barnes was a good friend of mine who offered me a gig with the Greenville Groves when he was in the NBDL. And, they, you know, Greenville won their first, they won the inaugural season. And, you know, I just got people, man. I've been around basketball my whole life. My buddy Robert Pack is coaching at Oklahoma. And my buddy Eric Strickland is coaching a D2 school out in New Mexico. And so I've been around basketball my whole life, man. And, basketball is what I know. And as I look at AAU basketball, you know, I literally, you know, from Charles Barkley to, you know, Kobe Bryant, I totally agree. You know, it becomes political, and even high school sports is political. But, you know, people don't play defense, and it's, you know, it doesn't show the team concept. It's about the me, I. And it literally is destroying the fabric of what we know to be basketball. And even if we look at the NBA today, we see a lot of people who are just got some – can play, but just on one hand can't play. I don't know if that makes sense to you, right, whether they just don't understand the game.
It makes sense to me because I understand the fundamentals and
right.
Understand that the fundamentals is the key to the game, yes.
Right. And so when you look at it, people talk about, you know, the San Antonio Spurs and, you know, how it was boring basketball. But when you really look at how they played, that was basketball. I mean, basketball is just fundamental. Pick and roll, you know, catch and shoot. Slide on your toes, play defense. Arm lifts away. And one of the things that you don't find in AAU is you don't find that. You don't find coaches want to have the best player on the team, and they want to pull, and they want to do all this stuff, and all of a sudden, you're afraid to discipline or chastise that particular player. And if he gets upset with you, he'll just go to another team.
You
lack the control and the accountability to really help make these kids better, because if they get upset with you, they can go somewhere else.
And you know, my thoughts on something like that, if that's the kid's idea or that's the kid's mentality, then so be it. You know, I do not try to ever hold a kid back from, okay, hey, if you feel as though that I'm not treating you right, then so be it. Hey, have a great day. But one thing I look at, and when we talk about the AAU program, you know, the AAU program, in my mind, and I've been around for a little while and watched numerous kids develop and watched numerous programs develop as well. They went away from skill development and started focusing more on, how many tournaments can we get in
yep.
1 week, or how many tournaments we got on the schedule for this month. You know, instead of doing the basic stuff that we knew worked out well for everyone, stuff that we knew cause a program to grow and cause that child to grow and cause that child to develop, got away from that and now went to more on the lines of, we got a tournament this weekend, got another one next weekend, but we haven't had any practice. That's the puzzling thing to me. And what is it that's going to cause AAU to get back around to more skill development type stuff? Hold on a second, Vaughn. We got a couple more callers that done chimed in here, and go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say what can we do? You know, this is just this generation of people, man, and I think you still have to have the Coach K approach to basketball. And I'm not a big Duke fan. You know, but I am a big Coach K fan. I don't know if that makes sense. And so, you know, you just don't, you don't change your principles. You know, you don't have to recruit recruit the players who fit the program. And you said something that was important. You said practices, you know, lacking practices. One of the things that it does is people don't compete anymore. I mean, literally, people just don't compete. And so when you look at, and again, I don't want to pick on LeBron, but I think LeBron will represent that new breed AAU player. I mean, the guy has just unbelievable talent. But for some reason, he can compete. But one of the things that I learned is just mental toughness. Talking to Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas and listening to them talk about Jordan, they think, you know what? What made Jordan so great was not only could he compete, he was so much more mentally tough. You know, the Larry Birds. And look at the great people. And one of the things that AAU basketball doesn't do, it doesn't give the kids a drive. Because when I played, if you lost, you didn't play again until next year. And you didn't go to the state or you didn't go to the Nationals. You know, now, if you lose, that's okay because you can go this way and you got this route. And it's like being on the playground growing up as a kid and someone said, yeah, I don't like playing here because if you lose, you got to wait another 2-3 hours to play. Well, that taught you not to lose. But here, it's like, well, if I lose over here, I'll just go over here and play. And our kids are missing that ability to compete at the toughest level because guess what? Games are come so easy to them if they lose. I'm sorry, back over to you.
No, we good. And I understand everything that you're saying. You know, it's really hard to take a look at the overall program. You know, I looked at one of the posts that I had up on Facebook, and one of our people that decide to post something said, well, hey, why don't we just, or why doesn't someone think about creating their own program that will rival AAU? And that's not a bad idea. That's not far from being a reality. You know, it's just a matter of time for something like that to happen. Look like we have a couple more callers that have called in and have some information that they want to share with us. I see a couple of them, and I'll get down to my brother. I see he's down here at the bottom. But area code 551. Brenda, you still with me?
I'm still here. Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have anything you want to add to the conversation?
Well, yes, I'm just thinking about, you know, just a little bit that I've heard so far. And what has astounded me about the whole process is it becomes almost, I don't even have words for it, because after seeing my son go through it, my middle son, and he's in college now, he's now a sophomore, and I heard somebody mention about skill development, and it's almost like it's non-existent. And I'm like, well, what's the purpose of having all of these games? And, you know, they go to these tournaments, and it's like 4 games in a day, and their bodies are, you know, these are young kids that are 13, 14, 15 years old, and they play, and then they feed them pizza and chicken wings, and there's no component about nutrition and how to, you know, to do your body as an athlete and fuel your instrument, which is your body. And it's like, wow, do we need to get back into this again? Because I have a 13-year-old, and I'm questioning whether to do it again.
You say you're cautious.
I'm questioning whether to take him that route and let him play. It's fun when it's fun. You know, the kids are having a good time and stuff, but it turns somewhere, somehow, it turns to something else. You know,
you
worried
know,
about what sneakers they're getting, and they're worried about, you know, who's looking at them instead of just playing the game and learning the game and learning to love the game.
Well, you know, one thing I say about that, and I think Vaughn may have something to add to that as well, and I know we have another caller that definitely has something he can add to that. But one thing I say about that is that's why we as parents have to be able to step up and take control of that situation. We can't allow that situation to be piled up on the shoulders of our children just for them to carry, because you know it just as well as I know it. And, you know, watching your son over the years and watching my son over the years, there are folks out there that the child's best interest is not at heart. You know, the child's best interest is probably second or third on the totem pole of lines of things that they want to cause to happen for the best interest of themselves. And we as parents have to, without a doubt, have to step in and make something happen. I got a couple mm-hmm. callers here that if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always give us a call at 917-889-805-8095. Let me slow down here and get myself together. Give us a call at 917-889-8095. Everett, I hear you back there in the background. You got something you want to add to it, brother?
First, I was listening to the brother who mentioned my dear friend Joe Dumars. Who was that who was talking about Joe? He talked just before the young lady spoke.
Von Nickelberry from Detroit.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Joe's a very good friend of mine. If you see him, tell him Everett Glenn said hello. I haven't been on all the conversations. I just heard the brother speak and then the young lady. AAU basketball is a business, the sole purpose of which is to identify the next generation of NBA players. That's what they do. That's the only purpose they exist. You're right, they treat these kids like property because that's what they think they are, and that's what we let them do. And my good friend Miles Monroe says people generally fall into three categories.
About AAU.
Excuse me? I'm sorry?
I think that was Annette. Go ahead.
People fall into three categories, basically, according to Miles Monroe. You know, the few who make things happen, the many who watch things happen, and the overwhelming majority that don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been complaining about this system for a long time. And so my question to the group is, who's willing to do something about it? We're starting a program called the Business of Success Beyond Sports or BOSS. And I don't know if Mike was referring to me, but among our plans is to create a competitive situation to the AAU system. I mean, because not only do they overplay these kids, but they don't teach them anything, and they spend 4 days out here in Los Angeles, and they go to Hollywood, and they have a good time. But if you look at the statistics, two-thirds of them are not getting college degrees, and I'm not talking about the ones who are one and done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're stifling their personal development and growth. I'm an old school guy. And, you know, when I played ball, we didn't even, I guess AAU might have existed, I don't even know. But I just know we played for the high school. That's all we did was play for the high school. And then in the summer, we just played amongst ourselves and with our friends. We didn't travel all over the country and stay in hotels. And so, you know, we're spoiling these kids. We got them thinking that, you know, they're going to the league even before they get to the league. And again, despite the numbers, we know what the percentage of fans who they draft 64 players in the world, but we got tens of thousands of them thinking they're going, and in the process they're not learning how to read, they're not learning how to write, they're not learning how to think. They're not developing their whole self so that they can live lives of purpose, and that's what we would like to see happen to the kids, and that's why we are working as we speak on a system that will compete with the AAU program. But again, the parents, who complain, and I'm not speaking about folk on the call because I don't know who's on the call, but a lot of parents who complain, they still send their kids. We've got to stop complaining and do something about it. And then we still have to do that. Mike knows how to get in touch with us, and anybody on the call who wants to be in that few who make things happen, then we'd love to talk to you.
And what I'm going to do towards the end of the call, Everett, if you can hang in there with us, I'm going to let you give out some of your contact information as well. I think we have another call that just joined us. Annette, are you still with me?
Uh-huh, I am. I'm just listening.
Okay. You're just listening? I know, it's just so overwhelming. You know, like I was saying at the earlier part of the show, you know, they got away from the individual skill development and started getting more into everybody wants to have a tournament. You know, you have three or four tournaments within a span of 2 week time period. And for whatever reason, every coach seemed to think that he needs to attend this tournament and that tournament. You know, I was talking to a parent earlier today, and we were talking, you know, they're talking to their child, talking about their child had attended a couple of tournaments last month. Last month is probably the time period that all children that plays basketball should be resting. Not unless you're some third, fourth, fifth, or sixth grader. If you are a high school kid and you're out there playing, last month is probably the quiet period of the whole entire basketball season because they know that everything starts up during the month of July. But they had a number of tournaments, and I can, you know, pull some of them up. I've seen on various websites where everybody had a tournament going on, and they had this going on, that. Them are money markets. Them are things that we can avoid. We as parents need to understand that that's not the time for our child to be out there. Our child just transitioned from 10th grade to 11th grade or 11th grade going into the 12th grade, take a little rest, take a breather, you know, regather themselves and all this other kind of stuff and get ready for the next school year because July rolled around, and if they're doing the AAU circuit, then they're going to be out there for at least two or three tournaments during the month of July and then come back and have a little break period at the early part of August going all the way up until the middle of August. But that's something that we as parents have to know the calendar, have to know what's going on out there, and have to understand fully, okay, is this something that my child really and truly needs to be in? My question has been to everybody I came across, and I share this with folks all the time. Why is your child out there playing AAU basketball in the third or fourth grade? Instead of going out and doing some individual, the money that you spend on that child playing AAU basketball is the same money if you really and truly sincere about your child developing his or her talent. You can use that on a trainer to, you know, work with your child and make your child, you know, help your child develop that talent. You know, instead of running around the countryside, third, fourth, fifth grade, doing AAU tournaments. I've seen tournaments and heard about tournaments that took kids from New York all the way down to Florida, all the way out to Texas, all the way up to Washington State. Really? That's quite a bit for a third or fourth grade. Exactly. Do we have any more comments out there? Because I got a couple more things that we can talk about. I know somebody's out there that... Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Oh, I definitely agree with you about the skill development. It's absolutely necessary. There's no AAU team, I don't care how good they are or how well ran the team is, that's going to, you know, my son plays for an awesome AAU program. We are fortunate. We have a former Division I college coach that runs our program, and our practices are phenomenal. But regardless, that's only a few hours a week. That's not enough to individually train a child. He's there with the team, which is great, but individual skill development is what's going to truly, that's going to take to get them to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
AAU is a part of it.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing that really and truly stemmed this whole conversation with me was that little piece, and I don't know if many of you had a chance to hear it, was that piece from Robert Horry. And I'm going to play it here in a second just to let you know what Robert Horry had to say. And it wasn't just solely coming from Robert Horry. A number of other NBA players also had previously made similar statements.
Hate AAU basketball. I'm going to leave it at that. I hate it. Because there's a lot of coaches that are exploiting these kids to try to get a payoff one day. You know, it's good in some sense, but a lot of these AAU coaches are in it for themselves. You know, I know for a fact my son playing on the AAU team, My ex-wife kind of got mad at me because I cursed the coach out, because he was just in it to try to make his son better, and his son pretty much was the worst guy on the team. So I hate AAU basketball. I think it exploits these kids. I wish they would just do something other, like play baseball, another sport, so their bodies won't get worn down. That's why you see so many of these kids get hurt so easily now, because they overwork. They're worn. I'm sorry. I'll get off that horse. I'm going to get off that soapbox now.
Yeah, I think Robert had a little frustration in his conversation. Somewhere along
and
the line,
he's a pro athlete. That's the scary
something
part.
Must
he's
have
pitched
him the wrong way. What are you going to say something, Brenda?
I said the shame of it is that he's a pro athlete, so he really does understand what's going on and what's at stake. And then you have somebody like myself who came into this, just happened to have a son that grew really quickly early, and not knowing how deep this thing runs, you know, I had a lot of hard lessons. I had a lot of hard lessons to learn through that process. And like I said, he has the benefit of knowing of being a pro athlete already, and as his son is going through, he has certain protections he can put in place. And it's like, wow. That's why this is such a good call, and I thank you, Mike, for putting on this forum, you know, so that we can still continue to educate ourselves, because I think that's part of the key. We as the parents, you have to educate yourself. You just can't turn your kids loose, you know, to somebody that give you a talk and a promise and, oh, I can get them, I can do them. No, first of all, only God can do certain things, you know, and have the path for your kid, you know. And you as the parent, you have to rein that in. But, boy, if you don't know, you just don't know. And everybody's not the one to try to teach you, because they have ulterior motives, like he was saying.
Yep.
Exactly. You know,
scary.
I'm going to mention something real quick, just a little housekeeping there, folks. If you're not going to chime in on the conversation, I would ask that you *6 your phone. That would mute your phone. So all the background noise has been muted out, and when you get ready to come back up, just hit *6 again, and that'll put you right back in the conversation with us. Because what I've done, I've opened up all the phone lines so I can hear everyone, just in case somebody wants to chime in on the conversation. And right now, everybody has been unmuted from my end, and I think we have another caller that just joined us, area code 240. Are you there? Hello, area code 240-462.
Yes, Rob?
Yes.
Hey, Rob, David Dickerson, Hoop Kids, Hooper in Washington. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, brother? This is Mike Scott.
How are you, Mike?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, this is another one of those folks that's in the know, constantly working with young folks in the community, and
I'm
also host. And okay, what are we throwing out there? Okay, also host a great radio show as well here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll let him give us some of his information later on. Did you have something that you wanted to share with us, Mr. Dixon?
No, I was Mike. I was just listening in. I just I came in late, and I just was trying to catch the last few minutes. In fact, I didn't. I had not realized that I was open, and was just planning on listening in. I was catching a little bit. I got to tell you, in doing a show like this, you probably have to do a couple different shows, because it is there's a myriad of things that are involved today with AAU, and right now AAU is the primary development tool for young players. It is even different than when Mike Jr. was coming along, and you know, he's only been in the pro ranks now here for a couple of years, so. A lot of things that are happening. There's a circuit going on. There's the haves and the have-nots in AAU today. teams that are they're underwritten and sponsored. There are three separate circuits, which are very professional. EYBL, the Under Armour Association, Adidas Nations. So there's a lot to this. You know, you can't throw AAU now into one basket. You really kind of have to talk about grassroots as a basketball as a whole and as a development tool. But I just really want to sit back and listen, and if there's anything that I can talk on a little bit more specifically, you know, I'll be here. So.
All right, we appreciate that. Yeah, and that's so true. You know, it has been broken down into so many different entities and has so many different tentacles out there right now. And I think where it really took off, and, you know, some of you experts that have really been involved in it for a number of years probably can share some insight and shine some light on where it really took off, I think, is where the shoe companies got behind the program. And when it got behind the program, it took off. But I want to say this and share this with everybody. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what level of AAU that you're involved in, and I'm not saying this to knock the program. I'm saying this to you as a parent have to very cautiously and very wisely decide what program you're going to put your child in based upon that program being the best fit for your child and that program being something that really and truly is going to work toward developing your child. Because just like I think Vaughn started out earlier on, you're still on with us, Vaughn?
Yes, I am, but I just mute my phone when I'm not talking.
Okay, I got you. But I think one thing that he stated earlier on, and it was so true, you know, the program has gotten away from the basics. The program has gotten away from just making sure. Hold on a second. Somebody. Okay. I just let me know when you get ready to come back up with us, Everett. I just muted you. I think that was you that was in the background. Vaughn mentioned something that was so basic and so self-explanatory as far as I'm concerned, you know, just how the program itself has gotten away from a lot of the things that it used to do. And I think it's gotten that way just based upon we as parents not really being conscious of what we were putting our children into. And it's gotten more into the, gotten along the lines of some dad gets frustrated with this coach over here, so he pulls his child off the team. He starts his own team. And when he starts his own team, you know, he starts trying to draw kids in and bring kids in to build up a team around his son. And then his son becomes the primary figure for that team. I've seen that unfold right in front of my eyes with a team that my son was on at one point in time. And I looked and I was
Live
like,
that.
Okay, this young man really isn't a basketball player, you know. I didn't know if basketball was his side hobby or his dad just thought that he was going to make a basketball player out of this young man. But sad to say, the young man was more interested in, we used to practice in this little small school in the gym, and I'm getting out of my car, and he's walking around the side of the building, and I'm seeing a puff of smoke coming around behind him. And, you know, he's more interested in doing that instead of being in the gym with the rest of the kids and they're practicing. Now, I know if I'm getting out of my car, my son done got out, ran into the gym, and started shooting around, warming up or whatever. And I'm looking at this young man who the team is focused on or seemed to be focused on being the primary figure. We as parents, I can't say this enough, we as parents have to make sure that our child is in the best possible program that we're going to put them in. And if that's not the case, then we're doing ourselves a disservice, we're doing our child a disservice, and in the end, nobody's going to suffer but our child. You know, I've also noticed over the years where, you know, you used to have your local tournament, and then you may have your regional tournament, then you may have your state tournament, and then everybody's off to nationals. It done got diluted so much that, you know, you got a tournament, just like I said, just about every week. And all that's leading to one big dance down at nationals. And what dance you go to at nationals, that's the interesting part, because, you know, now we're broken down into a Division II level, a Division I level, the elite level. And, you know, just like Dave was talking earlier, you know, there's so many different levels of AAU that is mind-boggling for me. And for a parent that's just entering the program, or a parent that is not having these types of conversations, I can understand where the frustration may come in. Well, I'm going to take a hot second and step back for a minute. I'm going to play a little something for you, and then we'll come right back, and we'll start get ready to wind down. Probably about 15 more minutes left on the show, folks, so be patient with me, and we'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Hello, football fans. I'm Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Come join me for the 6th annual Gridiron Legends Tailgate, Friday, July 11th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hampton Roads Convention Center in Hampton. There'll be lots of food, fun, music, raffle giveaways, and games for everyone to enjoy. You'll also get a chance to meet some of Hampton Roads' past and present NFL greats. The proceeds of this event help support Hampton Roads Youth Foundation football camps and scholarship programs. For more information, visit hryf.org.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, we're back, we're back. Well, you know, we had a nice little conversation going on, and everybody was chiming in, and it seems like it is a concern from a number of folks in a number of places. And I'm looking at a whole lot of different area codes here, and I just want to see where all we got these callers calling in from. You don't even have to state any major identity or anything like that. I'm looking at area code 614. If you chime in, let us know where you're calling from, baby. It'd be great.
Sure. Ohio. State of Ohio.
All right. Ohio. And you've been mighty quiet there. I'm going to call you out of that. You've been mighty quiet. Because earlier when we had a private conversation, when we were on the phone talking, you had a lot to share with us. But you've been mighty quiet this evening. But I'm going to let you go with that. Is Fred nearby?
He actually is. I can grab him.
Did he want to chime in on the conversation?
He might.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably
okay.
We actually have practice tonight. One thing I do want to say that is awesome about the state of Ohio, you're not allowed to play AAU during the month of June.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So,
interesting.
That's one thing about Ohio. They don't allow it. It's against OSHA rules, Ohio High School Athletic Association. So they don't allow it. So that cuts down on a lot of those problems that you were talking about. You know, if you plan on playing for your high school, you can't.
Wow. And it'd be interesting to hear from all the rest of these calls and find out the state that they're calling from and if they have anything similar to that. Let's go to this next call. Hey, check with Fred if he has anything for us. Area code 248.
Bus radio about AAU. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Area code 248. Okay, that person must be shy. Area code 551.
That's me. I'm up here in New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, I see you didn't change your phone number, but that's why I can't recognize your phone number.
Yeah, yeah, I'm using the, I'm at work, stuck at work, unfortunately, so I'm on a work number. And I've also had another comment I wanted to make for coming from two different areas, because I was down in Virginia for my middle son's, how he came up through AAU, and it was a good experience, like you were saying about they had the regionals and super regionals, then they went to the states and, you know, then the nationals. That was such an orderly progression. The kids could get their head around what, how hard they had to work and, you know, to win each level. Now, coming up here in New Jersey, is so many more people, more teams, more this, more that. I don't even know if they have a statewide tournament that are super regionals or regionals that lead up to the state. They don't even know because it's just so many. There's so much.
Wow.
And it's kind of very difficult, you know, and the kids don't know how to maneuver that. I, as a parent, I've been through it in Virginia, so I have a certain experience. Oh, this is how we do it, but it's not how they do it here. And I think I'm just going to take my little 13-year-old and just get him into training and let him train. He's going to eighth grade next year. And it's like, so what's the purpose of doing the AAU up here to just go from place to place? And it's just not structured as I remember it to be. Six years
that's
in between.
That's that tri-state area. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not the same. It's just not the same. It's like almost no structure. So I said, you know what? I think it would be best to just let him go train, let him learn the game the right way, rather than to go in and just go from team to team and just jump in and go for what you know, what they see on Xbox. Because that's what he has become. He's tried to do all of these moves he sees on Xbox. And I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, this is really crazy.
Okay. All right. Let's go to this next caller here. Area code 614.
Oh, it's just me again.
Oh, okay.
Annette.
Okay, all right. He snuck in on me. Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. I think I lost somebody. Oh, no, I didn't. You still with me, brother? 562.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let me see who else we have on the line. Area code.
Oh, that's Long Beach. 757.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
757-679.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Sleuth about.
Okay. All right. How you doing today?
All right. Pretty good.
Okay. Who is this again?
Who
is this?
Luther Battle.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lou. Hi, Lou. Lou's from here in the area with me. So, okay. I got you. Hi, Lou. Let me see. Who did I miss? And we know we had Dave that called in. I think Dave's still listening. He's calling in from the Maryland, the DMV.
Yeah.
Still on with us, Dave? Okay.
Hey,
all right. Sounds great.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You want to get someone else. Yeah. I listened to a couple of parents' comments in reference to a young lady who's up in New Jersey. Ma'am, it's organized up there, and they do have regionals. It really just depends on the program. You know, again, I work all over. In fact, I'm just getting back from Atlanta, and I work with a lot of in our area here in the DMV. I train a lot of the top high school and college players. Nationally, I just got back from doing the Fab Frosh camp. I did the Super Soft camp, NBA Top 100 camp and this is as a coach. And I don't do AAU or what I like to call grassroots because it's evolved. The one point that I wanted to really make is, mm-hmm. is that once kids get to actually be 14, 13 and 14, they don't even have to play AAU anymore. They don't have to play in super regionals. They don't have to go to the nationals. Because what's happening at that age group now is the fact that there are these circuits that I talked about. So if your son or daughter is playing for certain programs, all they're doing is they're playing in the right tournaments, okay? And the right tournaments these days are the tournaments that happen during the open periods where college coaches can be there, and are the big tournaments where the high school analysts and the ESPN people and the Rivals people are there to, you know, analyze how well your kid plays. That's when your child ends up on rankings. So it's more than kind of what we, you know, what some of us are having as these individual experiences. One of the best things the parents can do is really kind of inform themselves of these circuits. You know, the Under Armour Association is relatively new. That's in its second year. And these are teams that are underwritten by Under Armour that are from around the country. And they play in the same tournaments and on the same circuit. Those circuits are followed very closely by the college coaches from a recruiting perspective. The same is true with the EYBL, which is the Nike circuit, and probably the most organized and well put together and professional circuit. And then Adidas, which really kind of, you know, has started to rival, and the Adidas Nation circuit is really rivaling what's happened with EYBL. These are, and why this is important for you to really find out and get as much information as you can, if your child, like Mike, like your son, develops where it's pretty obvious that he's going to play at the next level, and he'll have an opportunity to pay for his education, his undergraduate education. It's extremely important that he's playing on one of the teams that's going to play in one of those right tournaments, that's going to play in all the right tournaments, matter of fact, because what happens at AAU isn't important anymore. It's just about those circuits. We have some of the better programs. They don't even play in AAU stuff anymore. They're just select teams, and they go to the right destinations. And that's it. They're not worried about super regionals. They're not worried about qualifying. They're not worried about going to Florida. And all that happens really at 14. And why this is really important, this will be my last point, because I know we're closing in on your time here, Mike. But why this is important is because all these colleges, they're making their evaluations in these open periods. They're not doing it in high school anymore. Okay. They have an opportunity to see your kid three or four times in a weekend. Is a much better situation than sending one of their assistants out during the school year when your kid is playing in high school, and maybe he gets in foul trouble and he only plays 8 minutes in the game. And then the coach is spent, or the staff has spent the money to send the coach in to try to evaluate your kid in out 8 minutes where he gets into foul trouble. They don't do that anymore. They're making all their decisions. They're making all their offers for scholarships during those open periods. And if you pay attention, if you guys are on Twitter, Twitter and Instagram right now, you'll see kids are committing all during the summer. I had four of my kids commit last week, okay? The offers are happening now. It's very important that you get as much information as you can and have your kids involved. If your kids, you know, are on that track where it looks like they're going to be able to save mom and dad some money and pay for college, they have to pay attention, or you have to pay attention, to playing on the right circuits with AAU. And
I just had a quick question for you. I have a seventh grader, rising eighth grader. So I guess AAU at this point is just forget about it, get them into some training, and then when January comes or February when the circuits start, and you know, EBYL or Adidas or whatever they start. I think it's January, February when they start.
Yeah, he actually needs to be on the team. Yeah, he actually needs to be on the team that's playing in the NYBL, which is the middle
school. You know, let me jump in here real quick, and because we're about to wind down on time. And in a nutshell, basically what he just covered was all about being at the right place to get that exposure. It's all about the exposure. And you're not going to get the exposure if the calendar, the recruiting calendar, says this is a closed period or this is a dead period. You know, this is not a period where coaches are going to be out to be able to evaluate you. And if you take, you know, a couple seconds, and I'm quite sure you know, the information is readily available to everybody out there. If not, just email me. I can get you a list of events that's happening during the month of July. You know, there is a printed out calendar that comes out that lists every NCAA sanctioned event that's happening during the month of July. Its location, who's running it, point of contact, website for it, how you register, and, you know, it gives you all that information, whether or not it's for individuals or whether or not it's a team camp. You know, it provides all that information to you. And, you know, taking a look at something like that and making sure that that's the right time for your child to be out there is the gold mine to the whole thing. Even if your child is going to, you know, get in a D3 school, D2 school, NAIA, you know, because they're all out there taking a look at some point in time for some young man and young lady. So being out there at the right time and getting that exposure is the key to this whole thing. And, you know, the AAU tournaments, all the senseless tournaments as I think we opened up and started talking about initially, I shouldn't say senseless tournaments. A lot of these tournaments don't provide any substance. And what I mean by that, they don't provide any exposure. And that's what parents, we need to be out there looking at when the exposure time is going to come along. If, just like I think Annette mentioned in the state of Ohio, it's against the Ohio's High School Association to even be out there playing in a tournament, AAU tournament, during the month of June. And if every state picked that up or if every state even considered something like that, then that would be a very wise move, because a lot of these tournaments are just totally senseless. Well, folks, we're about down to about the last few minutes of the show. I'm just going to go right down the line and see if anybody else has anything they want to chime in with or share with us on, you know, how to reach them later on, because I know Everett has something he wants to share, and I believe a couple others may also have something. So we're going to start with Eric Cole 551.
I enjoyed the conversation, and I'm looking forward to the next time you have a topic, and when you come back on, I'll be certainly put it down and join back in.
Thank you. All right. Area code 614.
I just wanted to say it's really important that your kids are having fun. As well. You know, my son loves playing AAU, and a lot of wonderful blessings has, you know, come out of it. He does have 12 Division I offers at this point. And the exposure and all of that is huge. It's important. The big tournaments are very important. But it's also important that they're having fun.
All right. That's so true. So true. Play until you have fun. Okay. Dave? You still there, sir?
Yeah, just...
You want to provide any contact information?
They can reach me through you. I'm also at hoopkids.com, HOOPKIDZ.com, on Twitter at hoopkids, on Facebook at hoopkids, hoop elite. But you guys can contact me through Mike.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thanks for allowing me to participate.
All right, Everett.
Everett Glenn. I'm the president of National Sports Authority. I've been a lawyer for 36 years. I was the first black agent slash attorney to represent multiple first-round draft picks in the same draft. I did that three times. I'm the first attorney, black or white, to represent multiple first-round draft picks in both the NFL and the NBA in the same draft year, and I did that twice. And Clark Kellogg, who's on CBS now, is one of our first guys, and we like to use him as a model for what all these kids ought to be about, because Clark doesn't believe in AAU. I mean, he believes, like one of the ladies on the call said, our kids either got it from God or they don't. We're spending a lot of money and time trying to make kids into basketball players, and it's not going to happen. And I just wish that we would spend as much time trying to make sure, again, that they develop whole, positioned, and prepared to live lives of purpose when they do come to the end of the road. Just a few weeks ago, they drafted 64 kids in the world. And so it's a long shot at best. Only 6% of them get Division I scholarships, so that's a long shot also. But all of them can become doctors and lawyers and engineers and architects. They can also work in the $500 billion per year industry called sports. And that's what we're doing with our business of success beyond sports. We're taking student athletes and turning them into lawyers and engineers and architects and producers and directors and webmasters and all this other kind of stuff around the business of sports. And we'll let everybody else teach them how to play the game. Because, again, the numbers just don't, we need to be about something else than going to the league or even getting a Division I scholarship. And if they're going to get it, you know, the God put it in them. He gave them the talent, he gave them the height, he gave them the coordination, the size. And that's what we get to work with. If you want to reach me, if you have questions, because I've represented kids in high school who are transferring, have all kinds of issues about eligibility, represented college kids who have all kinds of issues concerning eligibility. We're undefeated, untied. And, our whole purpose in existence is to provide information for people like the people on this call. We believe these young men are resources. We need to better manage them. And we have no ulterior motive. I've retired from representing players, so I'm not interested in representing nobody's son on his phone. I'm not interested in representing LeBron James or nobody else. But we do know that we have the kind of information that can allow parents to make informed decisions and can also allow parents to stay involved in their kids' lives. Because one of the real sad situations of this AAU is that these coaches and all these other folk become more influential in the lives of our children than the parents do. So even if they make it, you know, again, they don't succeed in life because these people who have more access to them than the parents, they haven't had the kind of success that we want for our kids. You can catch us at www.thensa.org, and I'm also available 24/7 at 562-619-8460. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Well, you know, we've been talking for about the last hour or so about the AAU game, the AAU program, and things that our kids – how to help our kids get the best out of every situation. You know, as always, we always focus on whatever's going to be in the best interest of our child. You know, I always put up that hashtag, be an advocate. We have to be an advocate for our children. We are our children's biggest advocate. We are the backbone and the support and the guide for our children. You know, I use another catchphrase, help us help you. Help us help you, just simply saying, help us, parents, provide you with the information that you're going to need, that you're going to use, that you're going to benefit from, and helping you mold and shape and guide your child
to live his or her dream out the way that he or she wants to. You know, it's not all about me. It's not about my son. It's not about, you know, the callers that was on the line there. It's about what are we going to do to help our children be the best possible children, athletes, students, citizens, and future leaders of our communities. You know, it's not all about a pity party or anything of some sort. It's all about doing what we need to do to make sure our young folks get to the life-living goal that and dream that they are looking forward to. So, as always, thank you for calling in. You've called into the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I'll be back on the air again next Sunday night at 9:30, next Sunday night at 9:30, and every Sunday night thereafter at 9:30, and I'll be sending out more information. You can always reach us at pcphrol.com, pcphrol.com. You can also find us on Twitter at PCP Network, Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network, and on Facebook at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Well, I'm M.H. Scott, your host, and thank you for another wonderful show. As we say goodbye and have a great night, my man, Mr. Keith Wright, is going to take us out because I love this song. Keith did this song just for us here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, and I'm going to use it every time I get a chance. Take us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.